Here's Larry Weber joining us by phone. Good morning.
Good morning, and yes, the rainy day sounds very appropriate. We got quite a storm yesterday morning here, and between 3 and 5 in the morning, a great way to wake up. I estimated we got 2 inches of rain. There were plenty of places around that got more than that. And then that was followed by some hard winds, and we had a number of branches and so forth that got knocked down. But then that was followed by a most interesting calm and eventually cool day. We had winds out of the east. Winds are again out of the east this morning. We have fog. All the forecasted storms for last night did not happen, or at least did not happen here. I think they may have happened to you, but they didn't happen here. Well, this is June. You know, June is a wet month. Statistically, it's our wettest month, and that's not just because of last year. It was the wettest month anyway. What a lot of people don't realize, we tend to think of other parts of the world that have a rainy season and a dry season, but we do too. This is our rainy season, and so you kind of expect sooner or later in June. I cannot imagine a June without at least one really big good storm. Thanks to the rain that we got, Duluth reported just a little less than 2 inches, but thanks to that rain, we are now above normal in precipitation, and we continue to be below normal in temperature. That's the way the whole year has pretty much panned out at this point. Now, that could change quite a lot as we get further into the summer. And yes, summer did begin yesterday. You know, this is an interesting time of year. This doesn't happen too often that we have the longest day of the year. Sunrise, between sunrise and sunset right now, is just a little bit shy of 16 hours. Well, if that's not enough, we are also at the time of the full moon. Now, we don't get that happening too often where both of them hit at the same time. This is the weekend of the full moon.
Mm-hmm.
But with all the clouds, we are not seeing much of the full moon. Now, I'm hoping, according to the forecast, I'm hoping that we will get some. Just taking a look at the 7-day forecast, and we have only one day, and that's Monday. That's forecasted to be clear, but we'll see. We'll see what that has to offer. Despite that, the temperatures have been warm enough. We had an interesting progression this week. Monday was in the 60s, Tuesday 70s, and Wednesday in the 80s. And you put that together with the amount of rainfall we get, and yes, June is a month of growth. Boy, it just explodes, and it's happened every day. There's something new. We had the month of the season of spring end this week, and I always interpret the definition of the end of spring is when the wildflowers out in the open outnumber those in the woods. That hasn't happened yet. Usually it happens by about mid-June, but it hasn't happened yet, but it's definitely on its way. I just got back from a walk, and I noted quite a few wildflowers, especially the clintonia, the wild lily of the valley, and the starflowers are still in bloom in the woods. But out along the outside of the woods, out along the roadside, there are those flowers that are starting to bloom now, and they will soon pick up a lot more. Day before yesterday, I found the first daisy in bloom, the first buttercup, yellow hawkweed, yarrow, lupine that finally started to bloom. Now, put all those together, and in another week to 10 days, they far outnumber what's going to be in the woods. And so that I always like to think of that as being the definition of the end of spring. In addition to that, the plants of the wetlands are still showing tremendous flowers. That's the yellow pond lilies and water arum in particular. Water arum has a white flower. It grows along the shores, also called water calla. And if you take a good look at it, you'll notice that it has a spadix and a spath. Now, those are two terms that we normally apply to a jack-in-the-pulpit. And yes, it's a cousin of the jack-in-the-pulpit. And it grows out there in the water. Another one of note that's growing in the woods, I saw the first one about a week ago, was the yellow lady slipper orchid. Yellow lady slipper orchids just thrive in Jay Cook State Park. Jay Cook State Park has certainly been altered after last year's flood, but nevertheless, that's where I saw them blooming, and I saw them again other places since then. The yellow lady slippers are doing fine. I searched for the pink lady slipper, the moccasin flower. I searched for that one, but I did not find it. Other things of note, it took a long time, but finally in this past week, the woods is entirely leafed out. There are always trees that are very slow to leaf out. But even those came around. And I think we can finally say we have a fully green woods, but it took a while to happen. Now, take that green woods, take the shade that it makes, add moisture to it, and you get a proliferation of two different things growing. And one of them is ferns. Ferns are just thriving right now. During my walk, I walked through ferns that were up to my chest. And that is not unusual. They are just terrific. In addition to that are the fungi. Now, it's too early in the season to call this the mushroom season, but I always find the first ones in June. This past week, I found two tremendous ones, one big white one that sticks out from the sides of stumps and logs called oyster fungus, and then another one that's just absolutely gorgeous with yellow and orange and reddish color sticking out like a shelf from, in the cases that I found them, a log and the stump, and that is a sulfur shelf, a fungus, known by many as chicken of the woods because it is edible. But anyway, it is just to me, those are always the beginning, and keep an eye out for more to come. As I was walking back from my walk just a few minutes ago, I went through a front yard, and right there in the front yard was a circle of mushrooms, often referred to as a fairy ring. And that is another kind of mushroom that's come about from this rain. Now, usually it's a couple days after rain that we really see that. Other things of note, this is the breeding bird time. I plan to do my breeding bird survey tomorrow where I visit many places and listen to the calls of the birds. And, yes, they're definitely out there. I hear them every day. They're settled down to usually the same place, their territory where they nest. And speaking of the nest, I had a chance this week to find a nest of a bird that's very common in our woods, sings real loud, a teacher, 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 teacher kind of song. It's a small brown and white bird, often look kind of like a sparrow, speckled on the belly, orange on top of the head. It's called the oven bird, and it's called that because somebody noted that they pile up leaves on the forest floor and then hollow them out for a nest. Because the bird stays back in the woods and it's so small and the drab colored, we don't see it very often and see the nest even less. But I did have a chance this week to find one of their nests, and it's really a neat discovery to find that because this bird is so common, and yet we just don't see the nest very often. Also this week, I had a chance to see a couple of families of birds, Canada goose with its goslings, which is pretty easy to see, and then a hooded merganser, and she was out there, no male around, it was entirely her. She was out there with 7 young. And she's going to have quite a job to handle those 7 young as we proceed through the next few weeks, I'm sure. Frogs are calling. We are at the transition time now where the spring frogs have pretty much slowed down. Gray tree frogs are still calling. This morning during my walk, I heard both spring peeper and chorus frog, which are usually earlier in the spring. However, they're responding to the rain. I don't expect them to continue. Gray tree frogs, however, will probably continue to call into July. And then just this week, I heard the beginnings of the summer frogs, which are mink frog and green frog, and they just started to call, and they will call through much of the rest of at least another month. In addition to that, I saw a turtle on a road this week. Usually turtles on the road mean that they're coming up to lay eggs. During my walk that I just got back from, I walked along the edge of a lake, and I could see at several places where dragonflies have come out. This is June is their month, and they come out and they emerge. They had spent a big part of their life underwater, and now it's time to come out and climb up on the shore and turn into an adult. Now, if the day is foggy and drizzly like it is today, they're probably not going to respond too quickly to it. But if the day is clear, they come out and they bask in the sun, they stretch out their wings, and then they take off in flight. And it always amazed me, that first flight, they handle it like they're pros, even though they had never flown before. And, yeah, that's there's plenty of that going on right now down at the lake. And, of course, if there's dragonflies, they've got to have something to eat. The same as with the spiders, they've got to have something to eat. Well, the mosquitoes are out there, too, to provide plenty of food for them. And you may have noticed that. Okay. Yeah, we are definitely moving on into this new season of summer, and I would say let's enjoy it. It's going to be terrific. Plenty of growth with all this rain.
Thanks, Larry.
Yeah, and have a beautiful weekend. Thank you for calling.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Larry Weber is a retired science teacher who taught students from seventh grade to graduate school. He was twice named Science Teacher of the Year. He lives with his wife on an old farm in Carleton County where he watches, photographs, and writes about critters. Larry joins us every Saturday at 9:30 on North Shore Weekend.